This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison are collecting financial data on flower farms. We'll have more right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Iowa is no stranger to specialty crop farming, and flowers are one of those specialty crops. Since they can be planted so close together, flowers can offer substantial yields on smaller acreages. However, as it is with many specialty crops, there isn't a lot of data to refer to when operating a flower farm, which can make the financial side of things more difficult. John Hendrickson, Farm Viability Specialist at the Center for Integrated Agricultural Systems at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, said they are in their first year of a three-year project to collect data and offer research and tools for specialty crop farmers to use.
How long they've been farming, the scale of the operation, how many people are involved, how many hours they're putting in, whether they have other enterprises in addition to flowers, and then some basic financials, gross sales of flowers, the expenses associated with those flowers, whether they're carrying any debt. We specifically ask about payroll because on any specialty crop, and flowers especially, there's a lot of work involved. And so there's work is the labor is the biggest expense. And so payroll is going to be a big chunk of gross. And then we're calculating things like gross sales per acre, net income per acre, hours put in per acre, things like that to get some benchmarks for folks that are interested.
Hendrickson said that many of these flower producers are adding value by doubling up as florists as well.
And so some of these farms are doing wedding flowers where they're, you know, creating amazing, beautiful bouquets. And so they're adding tremendous value to their crops. So some of the income per acre gets a little complicated because they're not just growing a product and shipping it off the farm. They're doing a lot of value add. And so they're being paid not just as a farmer, but they're being paid as a florist.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.